Good morning, my lords and my ladies. It is I, Sir Kenneth Hodge, with the Raven. Good morning, podcast audience. See, that's what happens when you binge watch Game of Thrones. Hey, listen, this morning, just to give you a light introduction to a very serious issue that we face. If you work in Columbus Post Office, I want you to know you work in a post office that prides itself on making sure everybody is treated differently, which in itself brings about a whole lot of issues. But I want to say to the craft employees, I'm talking to all employees employed at Citygate, postal management goes out of its way to make sure folks are not treated fairly. And I'm sorry if it sounds like a hard statement, but let us examine that hard statement just for a minute. Now, when I say examine, let's start in their own ranks. And let me tell you something. When you find a corporation or business that don't give a damn about how they treat their own managers, as an employee, let's be realistic. How can you possibly expect to be treated fairly? In our facility, think about this, folks. How many married couples do we have in Columbus Citygate? And when I say married, I mean married managers, married craft to management. I can think of four or five couples off the bat, but here's what postal management does. It's okay for those folks to be married, working together, but now if you happen to be coming from the deep south with your wife, all of a sudden we have a conscience now, and nepotism comes in, and we won't allow it anymore. We're not going to fix what we already allowed. We're going to stop it from happening. Now, let me tell you something. If I was a manager, and I pray and I thank God for the opportunity I had that I no longer have, but if I was a manager, I'd be upset about that. All the married couples can work here, but I can't. And let me tell you something. No manager asked me to champion that cause. I'm just pointing out the glaring differences that Columbus Post Office prides itself on distributing or demonstrating to all its employees. Oh, and it gets better. Here's other glaring examples. I want to transfer from a mail handler to a clerk, but they look me right in my face and they tell me, because you had one accident, you can't transfer. And then the next cycle, you transfer mail handlers who had three and four accidents. Somebody tell me, where's the fairness here? And these are those little things that postal management does on a consistent basis that actually hinder you from having a better quality of work life. And they do these type of injustices with such consistency and regularity that you would think that it's part of their corporate standard operating procedures. But let us continue. I know for a fact in every department in that building, concessions are made for folks who have limited duty, light duty capabilities. But then in other departments, if you require limited duty or light duty, they look you right in your face and tell you, you can't even come to work. Where is the fairness? You see, as a corporation, and let me say this to you, because I don't want anybody thinking that I'm sleeping while I'm wide awake. I understand all employees don't come to work and work as hard as each other. We're not in a competition to see who works the hardest. But if you have a contract, rules, and regulations, sometimes, and I know this might sound unfair, sometimes maybe I'm not your best worker, but the rules and regulations and contract compliance lend itself to me as just as it lends itself to every other employee. So what I'm saying is, even if I'm not your most productive worker, there are still rules and regulations that you cannot violate in order to send me some kind of message. And I want to say to all postal employees, not just mail handlers, this is a CityGate podcast. You need to take time to pick up your contract 10, 15 minutes a day. Read the rules and regulations. You have to understand what you are entitled to so then you can fully understand if you're being mistreated or if you are getting what you deserve. And when I say what you deserve, I mean you are getting a safe work environment, free of harassment. You're getting a safe work environment, free from threats, free from bullying. See, these things, no matter what type of employee you are, the Postal Service has an obligation to provide that for you. And let me tell you something, on a employee-to-employee basis, they fail miserably. And if you work in CityGate, my words may be hard this morning, but I'm certain you know they're not made up. They're not false. This takes place every day in all work life. And if you, like me, are tired of the disparity in treatment, then you need to speak to your union, speak to other EEO reps. And if we don't get something started that's going to limit the mistreatment of all employees in CityGate, folks, let me tell you something. If we don't slow this down now, they're going to be moving forward with the mistreatment at such a pace that it's going to be harder to stop in the future. Now, let me tell you something. If you're one of those special groups of employees in CityGate who the rules and regulations don't apply to you because you're friends with management, you're married to management, there are a host of reasons why you get privilege that you didn't ask for or you might not even deserve, I still need you to join the 180-degree movement so that your voice can be heard and you can explain some of the things that you have special privilege over that others don't, so that you may help strengthen the fight as we strive to bring about equality in the workplace and justice for everybody. You can't stop the rooster from crowing once the sun comes up. And I want to tell you, the sun is up in my life. And I'm going to be an advocate for anyone who needs my assistance when it comes to mistreatment, unfair treatment, failure to comply with our contracts. And let me tell you something, folks. Because of my former employment path, I am very well versed in every contract for every craft in the United States Postal Service. Now, let me tell you, and I do mean this, the mail handler craft to which I belong is where I spent most of my time trying to improve and make better. But I'm available to assist any craft because I have the background that I can play a part in whatever it is you're doing. Now, you know, sometimes we say gifts come in strange delivery, strange forms. Well, let me tell you something. Thankfully, we have a local president in our mail handlers union whose jealousy drives him to ensure I do no work in the mail handler craft. Well, because of that crazy decision or ill-informed decision, it opens up a little bit of time that I can help other crafts until I get elected as a local president for the mail handlers. And that's going to happen this winter. Yes, winter is coming. And we will be prepared. We will have the 180-degree revolution in full effect. And let me tell you something. For those of you who like to hang on to one or two words that I say, when I say revolution, revolution in this case does not require arms. Revolution in this case will not require a fight. Revolution in this case will not be televised. Revolution in this case is arming you with knowledge, contractual knowledge, and arming you with a convincing spirit that you know what you know, and if you are wrong, you can document it via our contract, and we can bring management to task. That's the 180-degree revolution, the revolution that empowers the mail handlers in particular, but it's going to drift over into all postal employees when they see mail handlers in Columbus, in Local 304, empowered with the ability to speak out against injustices, then the clerks will speak out against injustices. Maintenance will speak out against injustices. Letter carriers will speak out against injustice. And then we can attack this issue and bring about a work environment that the Postmaster General herself required us to have. Hey, listen. I wanted to get you motivated this Monday morning. And as you can see, there are certain issues, again, that become personal to me. And let me tell you, I don't have a problem championing the cause. All I ask is that if you feel the same way, then join the cause. And let me tell you something, and I say again, because you keep hearing me say words like revolution, join the cause. Let's not take these words out of context. In order to join the cause, you know what you got to do? You got to go to your union meetings. In order to join the cause, you have to read your contract. In order to join the cause, again, you have to be an advocate for your fellow employee who you see being violated. See, that's how we strengthen our work base. And again, as with other struggles, the struggle is not for superiority. The struggle is for equality. Hey, listen, this is Ken Hodge, future local president, current suspended branch president of Columbus, Ohio, with a quick podcast this morning. And let me tell you, folk ask me, why when you always say your title, you make a point to say you are suspended? Because let me tell you, that's fuel for my fire. I know for a fact, deep in my heart, I've got no reason to be suspended, but jealousy has blinded some people, and here I am. So when I announce my title as suspended president, let me tell you, I am suspended, but I'm still working harder than most people in 304 are working on an active basis. Hey, this is Ken Hodge. Let's have a great day. Enjoy your holiday, folks.